Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
But not forsaken. Let me tell you something. If you are going to do what Jesus Christ asked you to do, you're going to be persecuted. Did not he say this? The world hated me, it's going to hate you. Here's one indicator you can find out whether you're doing what Jesus is doing. If the world is in love with you, you're not doing it right. The world hated Jesus. The world killed Jesus. They're going to kill you. That's just the fact. If you are not persecuted for the cause of Christ, you are working for the devil. Or you're not working the way Christ wants you to work. Paul was saying he was persecuted by the Roman Empire, this big juggernaut. The Roman Empire was persecuting him. Why would they persecute him? Because he was going around talking about this king that was going to come and rule the world. Well, they had their emperors and Caesars and all them. They said, that's not going to happen. But this little old weak, feeble Paul with an infirmity in his body, they were so concerned about him. Why? He was going against this big Roman Empire. They was afraid of the Word of God. What it does. When the Word of God is preached, people's lives are changed, they're encouraged, and they go out to do great and mighty things. Has God touched your heart to tell someone about Jesus? This is what Paul was saying here. Paul said, I'm persecuted, but I'm not forsaken. He's saying, God did not forsake me. Even though I'm bound in this prison, I can barely see, nobody's coming and visiting me, I know God is with me. He said, I'll never what? Leave you? Nor forsake you. And this is what Paul was saying. He said he was persecuted, but not forsaken. And here's what I like. Paul said he was cast down, but not destroyed. You may be knocked down, but guess what? You can get up. If you still got breath in your body, the Lord can still use you. The Bible said the night cometh when no man can work. But so that means when you're dead, you can't work. But if you got breath in your body, God can use you. Paul was saying, hey, he was knocked out. He was knocked down, but he's not knocked out. He says he was cast down, but not destroyed. Isn't that good? So when life knocks you down, you can simply get up. How about that? Now, I know the road may be tough. The road may be long. It's just like when I was, I had to go upstairs and there was this long flight of stairs. It was really high. You know what? I said, good Lord, that's a lot of steps there. And then it came to me, hey, take one step at a time. Whenever we look at the enormity of our task, we get discouraged. But when we say, hey, if I take one step, he'll take what? Two. How about that? So the steps may look long, but I'm taking one, he's taking two. I'm going to get there pretty quick. But what we have to do is just remain focused and take one step at a time. I like what Paul said. He said, we're destroyed or accounted like sheep. But our mind is renewed day by day. Remember to take your life one day at a time, and then it'll be much easier. I know I had something to do, and I said, Lord God, I just, like when I took over our ministry for soul winning, the pastor asked me to take over. I said, what? You want me to take over soul winning every Saturday? I can't do that. No, that's too much. But then when you break it down and say, hey, one Saturday at a time, this Saturday I can make it, this Saturday I can go, it makes the task easier.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.